listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
And today we are taking a look at some unreported news that is going on throughout Central and South America and a difference that we can play in the very stories we're talking about. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, and so happy to have you here when we are doing something so very, very important on a day like today. And I'm so glad to welcome back my friend Anitra Parmalee from Food for the Poor, who's been with us the last couple of years in a capacity of telling us stories about what is happening with Food for the Poor, but more importantly, what is happening with the people that Food for the Poor reaches in places like Haiti and Guatemala and El Salvador and the kind of poorest corners of the hemisphere, which is mainly where their work is focused. Anitra, it's great to see you.
I'm so glad to be here because I feel like I have a front row seat to see the world changed. We just celebrated Easter, and in these days and weeks afterwards, you're like, okay, how is that impacting my life? And Kevin, genuinely, we get to see darkness overcome by light. We get to see hopelessness and despair replaced by hope. And I wouldn't be anywhere else because it is you that is making that difference. Your one-time generous financial gift transforms the life of a child, 2 children, 4 children, 8 children. Whatever your capacity, we're inviting you to say yes, to say, what do I have in my hand that can change the world for a child?
I know we love to say that the Haitian people are resilient, and it's a quality that we praise so much, but it's just how much resilience can the same people put up with? And no child should ever know hunger, misery, pain. I see children crying. I hear moms telling me that they put their kids at bed at night crying because they're hungry. I've had a mom tell me that she boiled rocks because that gave her children hope that there was something on the stove when there was nothing there.
It's just, it's so heart-wrenching to know. And imagine being that mother who is playing kind of the kabuki theater just to keep her kids from being discouraged.
Right.
And knowing deep in her heart that she doesn't have a solution to the problem. Friends, that's why what we do here with Food for the Poor every spring is so vital. And I don't want you to even wait any longer. You've heard these stories. You've heard the good that we've done. Those of you that have given in the past, you know from the reports you've gotten from Food for the Poor how effective your gifts have been. 855-907-4673 or give online at WMCA.com. And I want to just make note of this. Every gift that we receive today that is in the denomination of $80 or more, you are going to have your gift doubled for the next hour. So whatever your ability to give right now, if you can give $80, it's kind of, so we've got someone who's very interested in seeing many people come on board. If you can give a gift of $80 or more for the next hour, every single gift is going to be doubled in its impact. Which means if you give $80, it's going to go from reaching one child for the year to turning it into 2 kids. 855-907-4673. And Anitra, it is sadly something that, you know, the rest of the world doesn't really care. Like, there's no news cameras. There's news cameras when a hurricane pops in or an earthquake happens and there's death and destruction. But the slow death of starvation is boring to the news executives in the U.S. and in Europe. And what we need is to be reminded that these are folks that Jesus loves, that we're commanded to love, and that we have the opportunity to actually demonstrate love towards.
And I love the donor who wanted to remain anonymous. And she said, there are so many headlines that are so upsetting, that are so full of tragedy and pain, and I can't do anything about it. I can pray. And yes, that's so valuable, but there's nothing I can tangibly do to change the headline. And she said, this children being hungry is not one of those. I can do something about that. I think I remember that she was on a fixed income and she said, but I can do something. I can give $14 a month knowing that four children are going to be rescued. I mean, right. Imagine the audacity of us saying to you in the middle of your day, $14 a month can provide food for four children for a year. I mean, it's just, it's almost inconceivable. But Kevin and I have both seen the impact when the mother hears that her children are going to eat for a year. I mean, the reactions are as individual as their circumstances, but mothers fall to their knees and throw up their hands and shout hallelujah because they know it's God who has moved in your heart. Fathers just have a smile start to dance around their lips. I mean, it's as though suddenly that boulder of terror, you know, it's like we've all gotten good news, a medical test that comes back benign, acceptance to an academic institution. I mean, you right. can point to so many place times in your life when your life went from before to after. There was a before and after. The after is hope. We're watching the reports so closely because we want, as soon as you give your gift, we cannot wait for reports and weeks to pass. We immediately notify a community leader. Okay, go to that home. Tell them that sister, that second child has a seat at the table. Go tell them right now because it is for so many of these children a matter of hours.
Well, Anitra, my idea is that we spread a contagion of hope today. That we spread that hope, that it becomes like a pandemic, like it just goes everywhere and everybody catches it and everybody passes it on. And friends, that can start with a simple gift from you right now, because did you hear how animated Anitra's voice gets when they get the news and they relay it to the pastor who relays it to the family? That joy is immediately, it's just like a ground fire, just poof, just immediately lights. And we want to make sure that we're doing that as best as we can in all of these situations. 855-907-4673. Can you give a gift of $80? If you do that right now through the end of this hour, you're going to have your gift doubled, and anything above it, $80 or more, you're going to have your gift doubled right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go online to WMCA.com. Anitra, part of the reason that Food for the Poor is able to be so successful is because of the community leaders that you've talked about. But those relationships are quite vital to the integrity of the process. Being pastors and being community leaders on the ground that are doing this gives us much greater confidence in terms of the delivery.
Working with pastors, ministers, community leaders on the ground, as you said, we've got familiarity. They know the people in the community that are most desperately in need. They also know how to navigate the culture financially, where to buy food in bulk, that where they're going to get the best food. They're also able to deliver the food, not just plunk it down on the doorstep, but remind people this is from God's people. God has heard your desperate prayers and is answering them. Our pastors, our ministers, our community leaders are food for the poor in these countries.
Yeah, it's so vital, friend, and it's such a great process. My family's been giving to Food for the Poor for over 20 years, and I would encourage you to do the same. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, WMCA.com online, and again, every gift this hour, $80 or more, being matched, child for child, meal for meal, food for food, double your impact right now by giving. 855-907-4673.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death. Cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-304-3399. 800-304-3399. 800-304-3399.
Listen to the Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Kevin Cottrell, we're talking with Dan Buttafuoco of Buttafuoco & Associates. And I know you personally as a Christian, a person of faith, Buttafuoco & Associates won't settle for what's good for you and the firm. You're focused on serving the client.
We always settle cases which are based on what's best for the client. There are many lawyers out there who will settle a large personal injury case because they need to make payroll. We will not do that. We will only settle a case if it's right for the client. We're very sensitive to the needs of the client, and we understand that this is a one and only opportunity for them to make good on the injuries that they've sustained and to move forward with their lives. And so it's very important that they get the maximum amount that they are entitled to from this personal injury litigation, whether it be malpractice or product liability or just a routine car accident.
Call the offices of Buttafuoco & Associates at 800-669-4878 and have them evaluate your case. That's 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HURT, 800-NOW-HURT.
Don't miss Bible Study with Kamui tonight at 8 p.m. Bible Study with Kamui is sponsored by Deeper Life Bible Church, New Jersey Chapter. Connect with us at dlbcnj.org. We invite you to worship with us at any of our centers in New Jersey, including Irvington, our state headquarters, Trenton, Washington, Mattawan, Somerset, ATCO, Burlington, and in Vestal, New York. Find addresses and times of service at dlbcnj.org/locations. Tonight, 8 p.m., Bible Study with Kamui. Don't miss it.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. There is an endless lawfare campaign being waged against former President Trump, and all fair-minded Americans ought to be repulsed by it. The absurd circus in the New York civil, quote, fraud case alerted the center-right and center-left voters that the Empire State is no place for Republicans or even moderates to do business. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is about to increase Trump's lead with Bragg's joke of a criminal prosecution, even if it results in a conviction. I don't think Trump can get a fair trial from the presiding judge there or a Manhattan jury pool, so I expect that conviction. But I don't think it will hurt him in any way. The polls are great for Trump, awful for Biden. The cake seems baked, absent some extraordinary event, and a Manhattan show trial isn't going to be such an event, no matter the result. Democrats gavel in the Chicago convention on August 19th. The question I've been pondering is, when do Democrats start to panic, if they haven't already? I'm Hugh Hewitt.
For over 60 years, World Missionary Evangelism has reached out to impoverished and suffering children and people in many countries, meeting both their spiritual and physical needs. Join us for the World Missionary Evangelism broadcast as we work together to impact the globe. The World Missionary Evangelism broadcast, Monday through Friday on this station.
Weeknights at 8:30 on WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
I felt nervous that I wouldn't have a family.
I was getting older and older. I didn't think I was going to get adopted.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi, Connor, and Lashana now have a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, I get to settle, and this is permanent.
After I was adopted, I felt happy.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find forever families for children who have been lingering in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
And thank you for dialing 855-907-4673, attempting to help food for the poor and WMCA feed the hungry children of Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, those that are oftentimes without food and without any attention from the rest of the world in terms of the needs that they are experiencing and the hunger pain that they go through. And there is a deeper need that each one of these children have. And Anitra, this is kind of, it's not just part and parcel. It is the core importance of why Food for the Poor exists. It's not so that you can just feed hungry people. There's lots of organizations that do that, but it's feeding hungry souls in addition to it. And sometimes you have to feed the belly before you can get to the heart.
I think of Mary Lude. I live in South Florida, so I'm not accustomed to mountains. I mean, speed bumps give me a nosebleed. So I was in Haiti. It was one of those liver-jarring trips. We wind up into the mountains. We get out. We're walking. It's dusty. It's hot. Sweat pouring down your face. And we round this mountain, and there's two sheets of zinc leaning against each other in a triangle. And a woman calls out from under there, and she introduces herself, and I was so honored that she shared her story. And her name is Mary Lude. She has six children, and she is so isolated. A pastor at a village farther down had heard that there were people up the mountain and that they were perishing, and came to Food for the Poor. And it was my honor to travel for you kind of in an investigative portion, in a role. And so I asked her, Mary Lude, are you a woman of faith? Do you pray? And she said, no, I used to, but I feel abandoned by my government, by my community, and by God. Mm. And in your name, because there is no food for the poor without you, I was able to hug her and so say, Mary Lude, that is a lie. I am standing here because God has heard your prayers. I am standing here, and I'm able to tell you your children are going to eat for a year because of the body of Christ back in America, in a place you'll never be able to pronounce. That is the impact, that restoration of hope, that reminder that God has heard their prayers. It changes everything for these families. You are expanding the kingdom of God with your gift to provide food. I mean, pretty amazing transaction, both in the tangible as well as the spiritual.
Yeah. Well, it just can't be explained any other way. And that is not the advantage that other NGOs have, because if they're just there just to feed people, that's where it ends. But these are sometimes lifelong relationships. I've had the privilege of being with Food for the Poor in multiple countries where they work. And I will tell you, friend, these are people whose names and faces get remembered for years and decades to come. I'll never forget, Anitra, my own experience where, we were slated to help a little area called Kadwa, And it was not easy to get to. First of all, you drove, and when you couldn't drive anymore, you stopped the van, and everybody started walking, and you walked and walked and walked and walked. And by the time you got in, you were 2 or 3 miles into the interior before you came across the town. And when you did, this is on my first visit. When you did, as you approached the front part of the town, there was this small little structure. It was actually quite sophisticated for that part of the country, but it was just similar to a log cabin. It was just pieces of wood put together. But inside, children were sitting on dirt, listening to a man who was trying to teach them. Turned out that man was the local pastor, and he was trying to teach them to read, and was working on some letters that day. And when they took a break, we all came out and had a chance to see what they were doing, and he explained to us what the village of Codwell was struggling with and dealing with. I looked down and saw this little putrid gathering of water in one place. It looked like a little creek bed of sorts, but it was filthy, and animals were in it, and one of the kids started playing in it, and it turned out that was the only water source for what the town was dealing with. And again, we had just walked, like 2.5 miles in to get there, so I knew there wasn't anything any closer. And the pastor said, "We have been praying that you would come." He didn't know, who all we were. That a bunch of us were Americans, but we've been praying that you all would come and that God would hear and see. We immediately adopted that village here at WMCA, and for the next year, people gave, and we helped do a number of things. We fed everybody in that village. That putrefied water, there was an entire fresh, clean water well system that was put into place, where now when kids needed a clean drink of water, they had a supply of about 10,000 gallons a day that it could be produced through it. And I remember going back the following year and seeing the difference in where it had been when we had first been there, and what had happened since Food for the Poor had come and had done all of the stuff. Now, there were still needs. There were still families that weren't independently able to feed themselves yet, and so some of the feeding programs continued on. But there were crops planted. There were things going on, moving them along that line. And when the pastor saw us the following year, he said in the best English he could, "Thanks you, thanks you, thanks to God, and thanks you." This was an enormous answer to prayer, and it took a village that was literally on the cusp of dying to basically beginning to thrive and beginning to understand how they could sustain, what they needed. And as that town has gone forward, they've built homes. There have been other things that have gone into this development. And friends, your giving of the food for this opportunity to see to it that this family, that you have the chance to help feed right now, that's going to change lives. That's going to be part of a transformation of yet another community. So can you help us right now? 855-907-4673. You can also go online at WMCA.com and give a gift there. Be very generous as you are, because every gift this hour, $80 or more, will be matched, and the impact of your gift will go double. It will go twice as far. Twice as many children will eat because you gave it this hour and at this time. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. But Anitra, as long as I live, I will never forget the two times that I got to spend time with that pastor. And the first one, so downtrodden in his look, but so happy that we had come and found him. And the following year, the joy, the effervescent joy that came out of his face because Food for the Poor had come through.
And that miraculous cycle is going to happen again when you give your gift. Here, another before. Kevin, you shared so much about Kadwa's before. Here's Marta sharing her reality right now.
When it comes a time and there is no food, how does she help the children get through that when their stomachs are empty?
I tell them that today we cannot eat, but another day we will have food. Yeah, we need to work in order to have food to put in our plates.
There's just no food, and it can't be any more discouraging than that for mothers like Marta. But you can change that reality right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or WMCA.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for healthcare, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number zero, which is my PSA, zero, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid, accept. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally come to you at this time each year here on this radio station to ask you to help us to feed a growing list of children who do not have enough to eat. Anitra Parmali is with us from Food for the Poor. How does it work, Anitra?
It works because of you. Food for the Poor has been working in 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. These are countries that have been designated as those most in need. We're talking about families identified by community leaders. These are families that are teetering on the brink of destruction and a lack of life. These have already been identified, but into that darkness, into that despair, we invite you to step with your generous gift. Food for the Poor is nothing more than a bridge between your generosity and the needs of families like the father who sets out this morning. He'll walk 2-3 miles because he's heard a rumor that somebody has food for him. Your gift is the reason a Food for the Poor volunteer is going to be able to tell him, here's food, not just for today, but for a year.
And imagine being that father for just a second, friend. How humiliating is it to know that you don't have the ability to give food to your children? Of all of the things that you grow up and you want to do as a father, supplying their basic needs is first and foremost. And yet, because of the generosity of you and a matching gift that's in effect right now, in fact, for the next 5 minutes, if you call, every dollar you give will be matched in its impact. So you will be able to feed twice as many children right now. Normally, $80 would feed one child for a full year. But if you give it right now, it's going to feed two kids. Will you go and make the difference? 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, I'm Austin Cindric, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. Did you know one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right tire pressure? Properly inflated tires are essential to help you get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness.
Helping themselves and helping each other.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you're high, you feel different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Obliterating confusion.
confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. So thankful for those of you that have been generous and are helping Food for the Poor and the work they're doing in 17 countries, I might add. It's not just here or there, but there's 17 countries. And Anitra, these are 17 countries that have unique poverty issues. They are the poorest of the poor.
Food for the Poor is called to those that are teetering on the brink of destruction. These are people who are in the greatest need, and they're identified by community leaders, by pastors, by ministers on the ground. Food for the Poor, we don't replicate ourselves in a foreign country. We don't land and try and learn the culture or how to navigate. We partner with prestigious, reputable organizations with integrity who are already on the ground and have those relationships. Who would know about the widow in Unit 201 other than the pastor that walks through that building every day? That's right. The same in Haiti, in Guatemala, in El Salvador. They're the ones who know the children that are teetering on the brink of destruction right now. But on this Day of Hope, your gift changes everything. As you give a generous gift to provide one of these children with food for a year.
That phone number to provide that food is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or WMCA.com is where you can also go and give that gift. It'll only take about 2 minutes to fill out the form and to make that gift happen. And then, Anitra, that's where the magic really starts. Because in the old days, when we would talk to people, they'd send in a check. The check would have to get endorsed and then deposited in the bank, and then the hold would go in, and then by the time the funds were released, it could be like a week.
And we were still grateful.
But we were very
it
grateful.
It was weeks.
But it was a long time getting the help to the people that need it, and now it's like you give the gift and people start getting fed.
Oh, I'm watching right now because, Kevin, imagine. I mean, it's everybody scooted to the front of their chair because these children have been identified. We have brought to you a list of hundreds of children, specific children, communities, countries, situations, and we want to be able to tell them just as soon as possible. So I'm watching the reports come in even now because we want to immediately contact that project leader on the ground and say, go to that home and tell that child you're going to eat today and tomorrow and next week and for the next year. News like that, can't wait.
Yeah. No, and it's better than Christmas morning if you think about it. I mean, it's especially for the need that the child has had and for the parent. There's no difference in the parents in the third world and the first world. And God compares himself as our father. And he says, well, what good parent would give a child a snake if they ask for a loaf of bread? Like we're not in the game of playing manipulation with our kids. They aren't either. So just understand the heart of a mother, the heart of a father. If they receive word that their child will be able to eat every day for the coming year, regardless of the amount of work that father is able to find or not find. And by and large, we're so used to kind of the welfare mentality in America where we're like, well, you know, the government will send me a check. I can always go down and get something for that, you know, whatever. There's none of that. This family eats or doesn't eat based on the work that is available and what the parent can do. And as you said earlier, many times when Food for the Poor and the media trips I've been on, when we would roll into some of these towns, the men would be gone. Why were they gone? They weren't out partying. They were looking for work. And some of them were traveling days at a time to go in different directions because they would hear, oh, there's a job site that they're hiring people for. And it may be very hard work, you know, lifting boulders or, you know, digging up stuff or whatever. But they'll go do it. Because that is what they want to do as a father. They want to provide for their family. So to know that some Christians in America are coming alongside and saying, hey, your children, they are going to eat this year. We are going to see to it that they are able to eat. And even in the Anitra, I was thinking about this, even in the degree of danger it is for the children themselves, because sometimes, for instance, to get clean water, oftentimes a daughter will be asked to walk many miles a day in one way or another. Because they need to go find it, to find food, to do other things, the same thing. When they have that food being provided and it is there for them, now that child doesn't have to do that hard labor, that child may be able to go to school that day because that food insecurity is no longer insecure, but actually secure. I encourage you, if you can give a gift of $80 or more right now, 855-907-4673. Your gift is going to be doubled. We're going to feed twice as many children because of it. 855-907-4673. If you can give a $160 gift, you're going to go from feeding two kids to four kids. $320 would be four children to eight children that will receive that life-sustaining food. Can you give that gift right now? 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673 or WMCA.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples print perfect guarantee, so it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
According to independent studies, AccuWeather has been proven to be the most accurate source of weather forecasts and warnings. In the longest continuous forecast accuracy study comparing AccuWeather to National Weather Service temperature forecasts for Washington, D.C., AccuWeather forecasts have been more accurate in greater than 99% of the months since the study was initiated in January 1998. If you want to be correct most often, AccuWeather is your only solution. Go to AccuWeather.com or download the AccuWeather app in the App Store or Google Play today.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, for those of you calling and getting your gifts matched right now, thank you for doing that. 855-907-4673. A gift, any gift above $80 this hour is going to be doubled, making the impact even more so for the children of Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the countries, the 17 countries that Food for the Poor is working in. Anitra Parmalee from Food for the Poor, we get together about this time each year, and it's exciting, but there's real people attached to these stories. There's real lives that are being changed because of what we do.
There is. When we talk about how pervasive hunger is or how terrifying malnutrition is and the impact it's having on yet another generation in the 17 countries throughout the Caribbean and Latin America, it can be a little off-putting. It can be a little overwhelming. But Kevin, you and I have both seen the faces behind the statistics. We've heard the stories behind the headlines, you know, children going hungry, in danger of passing away. We've met these children. We've seen them. We've laughed with them and prayed for them and carried their memories with us. I had a chance to speak to Maria. If you've given to Food for the Poor in the past, I want you to listen to her, because I was visiting a feeding center that had been closed during COVID, and then there is runaway food inflation. The prices have been just terrifying, and so it had to remain shuttered. And because of gifts like yours, we were able to open it almost on a tier one level. And Maria was one of the mothers who was standing in front of the feeding center when I asked her, "So what's happening today for you?"
No tenía una bolsa de atol sobre la mesa. No tenía una cantidad de frijoles. No tenía maíz.
Before, I didn't have rice. I didn't have beans. I couldn't give my children anything. And since they opened the door of the center, I now have food at my table. And I am not crying out of sadness. I am crying because I'm so thankful and happy.
Thankful and happy. Those are words not associated with the families that we're talking about prior to the help that comes. But after it arrives, hearts full of joy, great gratitude, thankfulness. And Anitra, this is a regular occurrence, a pleading with those here in the States, don't stop helping until everyone's been helped. There are still so many that sadly we can find each year. We've got 325 names of children this year that need our help. 855-907-4673 provides that help right now. 855-907-4673. You can also go to WMCA.com. Let's talk about the practicality of how this happens, Anitra. The gift is given, and then the food comes from where, and it goes to where?
Well, the solutions are as unique as the circumstances. Food for the Poor takes very seriously that this is not a one-size-fits-all. So maybe like in this community in Guatemala where Maria was, San Geronimo, maybe it's a food distribution center where it's a building almost like a concrete schoolhouse. The children come after school, the mothers work in the kitchen, and they're fed because there's community there. They're able to encourage each other. They're able to keep track of, how are you doing? Do you have other needs? So that is kind of a medium distribution. You've been a part of large-scale distributions in Haiti, where thousands of people are coming through, where, I mean, the sacks of rice are to the sky in this warehouse.
I cooked of those. I was in the kitchen with the huge spatula, turning that over in the cooker.
And children with buckets, and they feed so efficiently, literally thousands of people. It can be as individual as one, as a food basket delivered by a pastor to a home to feed for children. So Food for the Poor is so sensitive culturally in terms of, what is the food made up of? We don't want it to cause even more damage to their bodies. We're sensitive to who's in need. What's the easiest way for them to get the food? You know, do community leaders like Ephraim leave at 3 o'clock in the morning with a pickup truck to go down to the nearest town pick up these bags, these sacks, and bring them back because the community is so isolated. That's what's happening over and over again. And the interesting point is, Maria, that feeding center has a capacity of about 300 to 400. We've been able to open it and serve about 150. So there are still over 200 children who have yet to be able to be welcomed. Maybe part of your gift will go to rescue a child so that San Geronimo can say, come on in. Feedings at noon and at 6 o'clock. Come on in. You're welcome. That's the impact of your gift, from hunger into hope because of you.
$80 feeds a child for a year, regardless of the circumstances. And this hour, because of a generous matching donor, there is the opportunity for your gift, every gift of $80 or more, to be matched, doubled. Your impact go twice as far. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You, of course, can give online at WMCA.com as well. There's a big Give Life banner at the top of the page. 855-907-4673. But why do we do this? We do this because Jesus has commanded us to. These are children that he cares about. These are children that he loves. And because he loves and cares about them, we are to love and care for them as well. In fact, Jesus got very specific. If you want to please God, take care of the orphan and the widow that don't have the means to take care of themselves. It doesn't get much more clear than the direct words of Jesus. But this is a tangible way that that can be done. I don't know about you, Anitra, but I know that here in the tri-state, everyone is so busy. We're going 5,000 miles an hour in 4,000 different directions all at the same time. And we probably don't have the bandwidth on a regular basis to just stop and just reflect and just think and say, what amount of difference would it make if I did this right now? Well, that's why, friend, I want you to think about it right now. Because if you stop right now and you give that gift right now, you're going to do twice as much good because you chose to do it at this very moment. Please go to the phone, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go online to WMCA.com. It shouldn't take more than 2 minutes to give your gift, either online, filling out the form, or talking to the operator via the phone number. The important thing is that you do it right now, 855-907-4673, or WMCA.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want more AM570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM570 The Mission.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches, and it worked. to help me with cravings. I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello? I'm a Marine. It took me a long time to make this call.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now.
I feel so stuck.
If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes of today's broadcast. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. Anitra Parmalee is back with us as well. Anitra, I love to take this last portion of the show each day to really help people like zoom in on what our biblical component here is. What would your encouragement be to those listening right now?
Well, when was the last time you knew for a certainty that you were an answer to prayer? That you knew that God was using you to answer somebody's prayer? Maybe you've been on the other side of it and somebody has done something, said something, given something that has transformed the trajectory of your life. May I suggest that that's what you're doing with this gift? I had a chance to speak to Beatrix when I was in Guatemala, and this is what and how she prays.
When you pray for your children, what do you pray for them?
Que le pida a Dios que Dios me ayude para darle otro día sus comidas.
She prays that God help her to give them at least one more day of food. So it's a daily prayer.
A daily prayer. A daily prayer for a daily need. That seems pretty necessary. And that's why what we're doing right now is just so vital. And I love the way you put it, Anitra, the opportunity to know that we're going to be an answer to prayer. Like if we give a gift right now, we don't even have to doubt. We know that that food is going to answer the prayer of the person that is needing it.
It's an amazing thing, because when I pray the Lord's Prayer, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, may I suggest we're not really asking for our daily bread, but for God's provision, maybe in other ways. For Beatrix and other mothers, they are literally begging God for their daily bread.
And that's their need. And friend, you can be that answer. You can answer that prayer right now by calling 855-907-4673. Now, the matching challenge continues through the top of the hour, just a couple of minutes left. But if you call right now, you give a gift of $80 or more, $160, $320, you're going to be able to not only reach the number of children that would reach, $160 would normally feed two children for a full year through Food for the Poor. Because of today's matching challenge, you're going to feed twice as many kids. Four kids will eat for the next year, two meals a day, simply because you gave the gift right now. And Anitra said this earlier when we were on the air, and I'd like to re-challenge you to this thought. There are those of us that can do a little bit more. If you could do a gift of $320 one time, that would be four children normally. That'll be bumped up to eight children. If you could do a gift of $1,000, that would be the gift of an entire school classroom, and in some cases, an entire school, because the schools sometimes aren't that big. But that would see to it that every child in that class got two meals a day for the coming entire year. Friends, what an amazing gift, and what an amazing way to know that you're participating in God's work and doing what He wants to do in people's lives, and you're becoming a part of that process by entering into it. Here's that phone number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go online to WMCA.com.